watch cartoons. We'll take a look back at where we've been. So let's hop into our time machine.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of Cartoon Time Machine. I'm Scarlett.
I'm Katie.
We're your animates, and today we have a new segment on this show that we're calling Cartoon Speed Dating.
We're calling. You're calling. This was your idea. I'm letting you have full credit.
I'm calling it Cartoon Speed Dating, and Katie has co-signed on it. So you're at least a little bit...
I feel like it was more... You came to me and went, I really want to do this concept. Can we do this concept? Can we do it next week? And I went, no, we have things planned, but I'll give you a date when we next schedule. And you went, okay.
And then that fateful day has arrived.
Yeah, so I have no idea how Scarlett wants this to work. She just told me, can you come up with three characters? I was told Larry the Cucumber was not an option.
Yes, because they have to be humanoid and over 18.
You didn't say the under 18 rule immediately, but I did do that without you needing
that
it.
No, that was in the message I sent you, was over 18 and humanoid.
Yes, but while I was thinking of it, I had already agreed to that rule. Unlike you, I don't make a ton of characters who are young, so, you know, I just skewed.
I don't make those young characters date, so.
That's true, you're very good about that.
Yes.
Other people? Less so.
Let's be real here. Other people who make cartoons, less so. But
yep. But we're sticking to some rules.
We got rules here because we have standards, believe it or not. I was surprised, too, to discover that I had standards, but who'd have thunk it? I know. I was as surprised as you.
Podcast. You already ruined any presidential hopes in one of these episodes.
Presidential hopes have been out the window for a very long time. But just to explain how this is going to work, for those of you who haven't heard our previous Cartoon Clash episodes, these are going to follow a pretty similar formula, except that we're not having them hypothetically fight each other now. We're imagining what a hypothetical speed date is, just a brief little interaction between them, and see who has compatibility and who would not. Also, unlike Cartoon Clash, we're not kicking anyone out because that's not how speed dating works. We're just going to kind of go in a circle with the six cartoons that we have amassed. Three for me, three for Katie. Yes, Katie?
Is the reason you're making sure people know that they cannot be kicked out of speed dating because people have not been speed dating a traumatic story for you? This feels like it could be a rule from Trauma.
No, believe it or not, I have never gone speed dating.
I feel like that could have technically been a lie, because I feel like we did a lot of weird icebreaker speed dating challenges in college.
I mean, we did a lot of weird icebreakers, but I think none of them are technically speed dating. I think speed dating is a very specific thing that I have not done, and I don't really care to, because it seems like a lot of human interaction in one shot, so... Anyway, let's find out which of these cartoons are compatible and which ones of them are never going to go on a date together again. All right, going to do a quick randomization here. Boo-boo-boo. All right, our first pairing is Scrooge McDuck of DuckTales fame and Dr. Doofenshmirtz from... From Phineas and Ferb. This is an interesting one.
Yes. I feel like I have a way this turns out.
Go for it. Explain how this works. Also, the vaguely humanoid rule has already been pretty stretched.
It's vaguely humanoid.
He is a duck.
He has arms, he has legs, he was bipedal. Arakocra are humanoids in D&D, and they're eagle people.
I feel like we're getting very, like, into Plato territory of, like, what constitutes a human being. And this
Scrooge McDuck is a sentient being who loves capitalism. I think that's humanity in a nutshell right now.
Okay, but now the question is, those Doofenshmirtz like capitalism that much, because I gotta say, I feel like that might be kind of a turnoff.
But here's what I think. It becomes a it comes out with a strenuous business relationship.
Okay, okay.
Scrooge wants to profit off the innators and in some way provide some capital gain for Doofenshmirtz to continue making the innators.
Yes, that's fair.
It fails miserably in, like, week two.
I mean, yeah, probably.
I think that's pretty accurate to any concepts of these characters.
So my headcanon for this is that Doof was encouraged by Vanessa to, like, get back out there and, like, you know, try speed dating. And he has been going from person to person pitching his innators. And Scrooge is the first person who actually took him seriously, because that's just the kind of stuff Scrooge is wildly into. Like,
and in the comic books, don't know about in DuckTales, there's a lot of adventure in the comic books. Scrooge likes a good adventure. And I feel like innators are adventure adjacent.
Well, and who is... There's the that one inventor character in DuckTales.
Yeah.
Who
I'm forgetting. What's his name?
Is that one the gander in his name? I'm searching inventor DuckTales. Let's see. Who is that? Gyro Gearloose. That's who he is.
Yeah.
He's been around for a while. So I feel like Doof is kind of a crazier, less competent version. I could see that working.
Yeah.
All right. So I think, right. I think they'd have, I think they'd have enough of a conversation to begin with that it wouldn't be, they would exchange numbers, I think, which is the best possible outcome in speed dating is an exchange of numbers. Cause that's the most you can really get in that time. So yes, I would say that this is a successful speed date. Maybe not the most successful one of the night, but I think they'll get along.
Yeah. Nothing bad happened.
No, they didn't, you know, I don't, and I think that there will be a very amicable parting once Doof realizes that he doesn't want a heartless capitalist, and once Scrooge realizes that Doof is incompetent and will not help his plans.
Yeah.
Now the real question is, and by real question I mean this just popped into my head. What about Perry? I mean, Doof and Perry kind of have a thing going on already that Scrooge would be interfering in. And I'm not saying Perry would be Scrooge's type. They do both have beaks.
So moving on to the next one.
I'm just saying, I think they'd have an easier time kissing than the human and the duck.
You had to, I think it would have been beautiful to end that with they both have beaks, but you kept going.
Well, you know, you were the one who felt the need to bring a non-human into this, so I'm drawing that to its next logical conclusion. I think that a person with a beak would like to kiss another person with a beak. I'm just going out on a limb here. I think two people with beaks probably get along very nicely.
We're really, in this episode, I think, seemingly going to stretch our limit for how PG I can keep you.
I just said peaks.
I know, but this is just, I'm starting to realize why I shouldn't have let you do this episode, probably.
Yeah, that should have been evident from moment one. All right, moving on. Ooh, I like the next one. This is going to be the one where you're actually going to really have to keep me in check. Because the next one is Hello Nurse from Animaniacs and Pearl from Steven Universe. Now, at the very least, I'm glad that this is where this pairing went, because we admittedly on this list have fewer women than we do men, which means later down the line, speed dating, Pearl is going to have to be with some thoroughly incompatible romantic partners. But this one, at least, I think Pearl would be okay with. I think Pearl's pretty happy with Hello Nurse.
I think at first is unsure because of Hello Nurse's general exterior appearance, but also
you mean big hips and big boobs and luscious hair? You think that wouldn't be Pearl's type?
I was going more with, I think Pearl, that is partially her type, but she also has a care for intellect as well. So I was trying to get to the point, after a bit of conversation, we'll learn that Hello Nurse is very smart.
What's the line in the song? Is it she has 30 PhDs?
Something like that.
speaks fluent Japanese. Yeah, she is very excellent. However, we have seen from Steven Universe that Pearl is an absolutely useless flirter. Like, she's bad at this.
Hey, hey, don't you insult the disaster lesbian. Trope.
She is a disaster trope. Lesbian, but I think Hello Nurse is a very poised lady who is probably more attracted to confidence. I don't know. I think Pearl would absolutely be into it. I think Hello Nurse would think that she's too good for Pearl. And I think she might be wrong.
I found the lyrics, by the way. I had to find them. And 157 IQ, she has several PhDs, speaks fluent Japanese. And then it goes, and her shoes always match her purse.
That's gotta be an innuendo, right? Like, I've never heard that specific one, but that feels like it's an innuendo.
Everything in Animaniacs is, if you think hard enough.
I mean, yeah, I'm assuming speaks fluent Japanese is something that I don't understand. There's probably something there. It's either very sexual or very racist. I'm just going to hope it's sexual.
I agree with you, though, in your concept of how the speed date works. I think Pearl is not made for speed dating.
No, she's going to have a hard time with all of these. I can, like, see in an image in my mind's eye of Pearl wanting to ask for her number, but, like, Hello Nurse is already away from the table and the moment has passed, and it's just, like, a little sad. But maybe one day they'll meet again. They'll be, like, at a coffee shop or something, and Pearl will see her across the room and be like, now's my chance, and then still not do it.
Still miss.
Still miss, because Pearl. Mm-hmm. Oh, Pearl, we love you, you beautiful disaster lesbian.
Disaster. All right, who's next?
Disaster. All right, next on the list is Kronk from The Emperor's New Groove, who I love bringing into these things because I just am delighted by Kronk and everything. And the Professor from Powerpuff Girls. Now, this is kind of a weird one because, like, Kronk is so childlike. Like, I know he's gotta technically be over 18, so that's why I felt like I wasn't breaking my own rule, but, like, Kronk on a date feels weird, right? I mean, I think he has a love interest in the sequel, as if I recall correctly, but it's been a long time since I've seen the sequel. I don't know. I mean, I think this would, like, just end up being a very wholesome speed date. Like, I think, like, the professor would just be talking about his kids the whole time, and Kronk would be like, oh, they sound so cute. Like, I think they would forget that they're speed dating, the two of these idiots.
I think this is a quite incompatible match in the end.
I mean, probably. I don't know. Again, I don't know if Kronk is compatible with anyone necessarily. He's just a delightful man-child, just with big himbo energy. And of course, the professor is a genius, but still a little ditzy. So, like, I think there might be some opposites attract here. Like, I think Kronk would be a very good father to the Powerpuff Girls, and I think the professor would see that and appreciate that. I think just put it out
true.
There.
True. Okay. I was going to go with the fact that I think Kronk is too much of a bit of a, what's the word I want? A childish character, as you said earlier, for the professor. I think the professor would treat Kronk like one of his own kids.
Oh, you're probably right. You know what? I don't know this for a fact because, again, it's been a long time since I've seen the sequel, which I think goes more into this, but, like, I feel that Kronk had a sad childhood. I don't know. I don't have nothing to support this. It's just, like, he seems like the kind of guy whose dad never hugged him, and, like, that's why he's, like, maybe a little bit repressed. And I think the professor would probably sense that and, like, want to, like, hey, kiddo, you want to go play some catch? And they'd go play catch together.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Instead of a date, it becomes well, I guess I'm adopting you now.
Okay, but the Powerpuff Girls would love having Kronk as a big brother, though. Or, like, exactly. Yeah, or father. Like, but also he cooks. He makes spinach puffs. Can you just imagine the Powerpuff Girls coming down for breakfast one morning and Kronk's there, like, making, like, you know, Eggs Benedict for them?
Yeah, I think the professor feels a little sad for him, invites him over, and the Powerpuff Girls will not let him go.
Just adopt him like you adopt a puppy.
Exactly.
This is so cute and wholesome. I actually want someone to draw this. I'm always sad we the main I'm sad we don't have a wide fan base for a lot of reasons, because it would be fun to be famous. But like, if we had like a wide enough fan base for fan art, that would be all that I really want. Like, that would be so lovely. I want someone to draw this, but I can't draw and I can't afford to pay someone to draw this for me.
Yeah, fair.
So it's very sad. The sad existence of my life. All right. Well, let's move on to our next pairing. This one's gonna be fun. This is Pearl and Doofenshmirtz. I don't know how to feel about this one.
I think Doofenshmirtz monopolizes the time because he has so much to talk about in terms of his innators, and Pearl is too polite to stop him.
Yeah, she'd just be kind of quietly humming her way along, I think. Ooh, you know what it's kind of like? It's a little like Peridot.
True, yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I think Doof getting very wrapped up in himself, talking about his innators, and Pearl just like politely humming, I think is just big Peridot energy.
Mm-hmm.
There's she might no just walk away. Here. She might just walk away. Like, I could very much see that happening. Her just being like, this conversation has no point, and leaving.
Yeah, it's possible. No chemistry here. Zero, yeah. It's flatlined. This was a mistake.
I mean, Pearl is technically savvy. She likes making robot things. She's the smart one. He might say something that interests her, but... I mean, I feel like Doof will blow it with women, just in general. Like, I think he has a slightly better shot with the men, perhaps, but I feel like he's going to blow it with the women, just all the time.
Yeah, I think in this case he just talks too much.
Yeah, probably. Or it's very awkward, neither of them talk at all, they just stare at each other blankly. I can just see Doof being like, so, you're from space? That's something. Yep. Nope, that's a failed speed date. Blah, blah, dead. All right. Okay, this one's going to be kind of fun, though. Hello, Nurse and the Professor. They're both people of science, or the science, you know, STEM.
I think they have a lot to talk about in terms of science. I think they hit that off.
I think these two are an intellectual match. I think that even if not romantically compatible necessarily, I think they get along very well. Also, for what it's worth, Hello Nurse's design is very similar to Cerebellum from Powerpuff Girls. And if I'm not mistaken, wasn't there a thing with her and the professor? Like,
I have no idea.
I'm looking this up because otherwise I just invented it in my brain and I don't like the idea of that.
I'm just trying to figure out if Hello Nurse would want to be a stepmom.
I think she could. Okay, so I might have made this up a little bit. It seems like it's a popular fan canon. But I don't like the third thing that popped up was an AO3 link, which I'm not going to click. So I'm just gonna say that the two of them, that Cerebellum and Hello Nurse, look alike, and just leave it at that.
Fair. Well, Hello Nurse has had so much bad experience with children in the Animate? That's us. The Animaniacs. I don't know if she's ready for superhero children.
Oh, but they're so much better behaved than the Animaniacs.
To a degree, there's still a handful, I believe, in several episodes.
I mean, yes, they burn down the city basically every episode, but, like, they're not annoying about it. They're very respectful little monsters.
No, but I definitely think she is wary of children based on her experience.
I don't think she has any desire to be a mother. I think that's part of it, is that she is not a very maternal figure. She is always a lady of science, lady of action. I don't get the sense that at this moment she's ready to be tied down with three children. And exactly. I think Professor sees that. I think he knows that you know, most important thing for him is someone who will be a co-parent to his children.
Mm-hmm. So I don't think it works in the end. But it could be a fling. I don't know.
I could see a fling.
All right. All right. What's next?
We'll leave that there. The next is Kronk and Scrooge. Initially, my first reaction is no way, no how. However, Kronk is just Launchpad, and Scrooge keeps Launchpad McQuack around. Just saying.
True. He does love a good dumb sidekick guy.
He does, and they're useful, I would say.
Feel like Scrooge can't cook, so that's a win.
That's definitely... Ooh, do you think Kronk showed up for speed dating with just, like, a pile of, like, baked goods to, like, give to the various
Absolutely.
People?
Absolutely.
That would win Scrooge over, I'm not gonna lie. I think Scrooge would respond really well to that.
Yeah. And then we have another case of the nephews, I think, adopt Kronk.
I think they would treat Kronk the same way they treat Launchpad, which is just a facilitator of adventure. They would definitely
exactly.
take advantage of him. I think
they adopt
Powerpuff
him as
Girls
an advantage.
The Powerpuff Girls adopting Kronk is like, aw, adorable, they have a big brother. Huey, Dewey, and Louie getting their hands on Kronk is... Ooh, we have some muscle. Let's make him punch something for us.
Ooh, we have muscle. Let's go get lost in the Amazon.
Yeah, probably. I mean, especially when they find out that Kronk comes from the ancient Incan Empire. Or is it Aztec? Where's... I don't think they gave it a really specific location. Is it Emperor's New Groove? Is it Incan, Aztec, Mayan? I think it's either Aztec
Incan.
Or Incan. Yeah, it's one of the. I know when it was.
I believe it's supposed to be more the Peru setting, which would be Incan.
That makes sense. Yeah.
He
probably has access to a lot of ancient treasure that the nephews would like.
And Scrooge would like.
True. I mean, right. Oh my God. And this makes me feel sad now, though. But like, Scrooge would totally use him. Like, he would like. Feign interest to like have now I'm just like getting choked up because I think a very dramatic story is happening here where they like Scrooge is like lacks interest during speed dating until Kronk hints that he comes from the ancient Incan Empire and has access to all of the Emperor's treasure vaults, and then Scrooge like I don't know plays along and strings Kronk along on an adventure, and then a dramatic third act twist, he reveals that he was just using Kronk the whole time, and then Kronk runs off crying in the desert, and the nephews have to save him from danger, and they say it's okay if you're not going to be our new uncle because we like you as a friend, and then they become friends. Boom, episode of DuckTales right there. Hire me, man.
We're writing fan fiction. That's what this episode is.
Hey, it's not fan fiction when you're a professional. When you're a professional, it's a spec script.
Professional, it's a spec script.
I'm not wrong. I'm not wrong.
Okay. Moving right along.
You're not going to stop me from adding this to my portfolio. I'm going to have my Kronk and DuckTales crossover. I'm going to send it out to executives. You'll see. When I get staffed on a show with this, you'll see. Anywho.
I won't make a bet. I was going to. I won't. But I was tempted.
All right. Next one, which I'm curious about your knee-jerk reaction to, because as soon as I saw it written out, I had a strong knee-jerk reaction. Pearl and the Professor.
All right, what's your knee-jerk reaction?
My knee-jerk reaction is that Pearl is going to be thinking, not again getting roped into a guy with kids and having to deal with the kids.
Yeah. Pearl sees three children with superpowers and goes, uh-uh.
I couldn't even handle the one. I couldn't even handle the one. I almost killed him so many times.
She hears that, gets up, 1,000-yard stare, leaves.
Right. The conversation goes, so, what do you do? Well, I have three magical daughters. Pearl is already gone. The check is just floating down onto the table.
There's a little dust pile.
There's like a pearl-shaped cloud of dust, like in a Looney Tunes cartoon.
And the professor is so confused.
So confused.
And a little sad.
Another way I could see this going down is Pearl trying to, like, in her awkward way, let him down easy and be like, I am a lesbian. And the professor is very innocent and doesn't pick up the hints. I could also really see that going down.
Both are very good headcanons. This is our best one yet.
This is definitely, I think if Pearl wasn't so prejudiced against humans, I think if she gave him a chance, like not romantically, obviously, because of that incompatibility, I think they might be friends. I think they're both like very logical, reasonable people. I think they're both obviously brilliant. They might get along. Except for the fact that, I don't think Pearl is ready for this responsibility. And as we've established, he is a package deal. He comes with the three children.
Yep. That one was easy.
That one was real easy. I think, if I'm counting correctly, that leads us to the last one of the night. Which is Hello Nurse and Kronk. Because I think we've done everyone else.
I feel like Hello Nurse, the smart person, is impressed by Kronk's himbo nature.
I mean, yeah. Like, I think this might be our only physically compatible duo.
I think so. He's a strong himbo. Got that going for him. I think she would appreciate that he can bake. She's busy. If he wants to be a house husband, she's fine with that.
I mean, she doesn't eat. I don't know. Oh, not wrong one. I was thinking of Pearl still. This is messing with my brain. Eleanor no, doesn't think... eat.
Yes. I think she would appreciate a man who cooks.
Yes.
And I think Kronk is the guy who would listen thoroughly and try to comprehend what's being said to him at all times. Doesn't comprehend it, but tries his darndest.
He would smile and nod and say, that's nice, honey. Like, yeah, these are two just both very sweet, loving people. And I want the best for them.
And neither of them have incompatible baggage.
No, because I don't think either of them have baggage. I mean, we might discover later that Hello Nurse does, but she was written out of the reboot, so I don't think we ever will. That's sad.
Shame.
That's still sad.
They could have made her a cool character.
Everyone is scared of dealing with sexually charged women. I think it makes people nervous and anxious, and they prefer to just write them out entirely and pretend they don't exist.
Except for Kronk. Done.
Kronk's himbo. I should have created a better system to keep track of everything, but I do believe there's two more, which we'll do as a quick speed round, because we have Pearl and Kronk and Hello Nurse and Doof. Which one of these is less compatible, I think, is a good
Hello
question.
Hello Nurse and Doof last a short period talking. Because they're both smart enough to understand what the other's talking about.
Yeah, but Doof is definitely making some kind of inappropriate comment about her boobs. He's getting slapped and she's gone and he's sad.
Yep.
100%.
And what was the other one?
Pearl and Kronk. She would have no patience for him.
No. Nope.
At all, and they'd have nothing to talk about.
Pearl's got no success here.
I think Pearl spots Kronk across the room, sees him trying to swat a fly and failing, and doesn't even approach the table. I think she takes one look at Kronk and is like, I have no interest in this. Also, I will say, since Kronk is shall we say, the picture of masculinity, I think Pearl might be pretty instantly turned off by that. She is not fond of the male form.
No. Yeah, I think both of these aren't great. Wow, we successfully paired one group together.
Yeah, we had a successful one. I don't know. I still think Professor and Kronk is really cute.
Yes, it is. Kronk had the most success in the night. He got several phone numbers.
I mean, he's Kronk. Wouldn't you give Kronk your number?
Yeah, probably.
Wouldn't you?
Hey, if someone bakes food for me, 95% chance I'm good with it.
Not just food, spinach puffs. Those look so good.
They do look good. I'm not the biggest fan of spinach puffs, but, you know, I'd still be into it.
He lives in the ancient Incan Empire and managed to find phyllo dough. Or make phyllo dough.
No, I'm in for that.
I just want to point out how wildly impressive that is.
It's
given
very impressive.
The circumstances. They didn't have anything in there. And they didn't, like, it was the jungle. They were like eating giant bugs in the place until he took over.
They had tomatoes before Europe, so.
Yeah, but I hate tomatoes, so. Yeah.
They also had potatoes, so.
I do like potatoes, but he didn't make potato puffs, he made spinach puffs. Which I don't know if spinach existed in those days in the New World. That might have all. I think a lot of lettuce actually is an old world thing. Let's find out. We're learning a lot here on this podcast, guys. It's a very educational podcast we're doing.
I'm using Peru as the place because that feels like the.
I think with all the mountains, I think it was Peru.
There are things that have spinach-like leaves. They also had quinoa.
Quinoa is not spinach.
No, but that was just a fun fact for the audience.
All right.
And corn.
And corn. Well, they didn't have quite a lot of stuff. Seems like a lot of
spinach-like things.
Tubers. Okay, so I think Kronk spinach puffs could exist. I mean, I think Binging with Babish did an episode on it, and I'm curious now. I want to like look at that episode and see if he had all mentioned the things that would have been available to Kronk in ancient Peru. Although it's not like that movie that follows any kind of historical anything, you know. After its first big script overhaul, when it
I was gonna say I think it did at one point, but then they overhauled the entire thing.
Right, at one point there was value in it being something of a historical epic, but then it became the ridiculous farcical buddy comedy that we all know and love. At which point, it doesn't matter what Kronk spinach puffs are made out of.
Yeah.
Now, answer me this, Katie, before we finish up. Imagine that you and I are at the speed dating table. Who are you most likely to give your number to at the speed dating table?
I think the answer has to be Pearl when two disaster lesbians collide.
Does that not create a black hole?
No, it somehow works better than expected, and they both turn around and go, oh, well, I've never succeeded in that, actually.
I think you and Pearl will be very cute. How do you feel about dyeing your hair pink? I've seen it purple before. I haven't seen it pink.
I tried to dye it pink once after the purple dye went out, and it just wouldn't take.
I think I have a vague recollection of very light pink hair.
It might have taken a little bit, but I do remember trying to dye my hair pink. It was, like, to get the dye on, it was bubblegum pink at the time. It didn't stick. I have no qualms. It was a concept. I could learn how to use a sword, and I'm okay with that.
That's pretty fun. For some sword lesbians is always fun. I think for me, as much as I love big himbo Kronk, I think I would have to give it to Professor Utonium. I don't know. I think I think dad energy is very attractive, and he's so sweet to his little girls. And I would not object to being a mother figure to the Powerpuff Girls, even though I am just too young to even think about that. But like, should this be happening many years down the line, and I could adopt the Powerpuff Girls, I think that that would be a very loving family dynamic. I think the professor should
Oh.
strongly consider it.
Well, I'm glad we discovered these things about ourselves.
That's the beauty of speed dating. You learn so much about yourself and the other person. It's very exciting. Aren't you glad I talked you into this now?
It was all right episode.
I'll take that. That's about as good as I was gonna get. Well, thank you all very much for listening. We hope you had as much fun with this as I did, and maybe also Katie.
I won't tell.
Ah, a mystery. Well, we're gonna pop back into our cartoon time machine and reminisce about the lovely romantic evening we have just had with some of our favorite cartoon characters. It was lovely.
It was. I didn't disagree.
You just made a hum sound.
I want to.
I'm Scarlett.
I'm Katie.
We're your animates, and we will see you next time.